The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
So the Danes are an extraordinarily happy bunch, and it's all down to the way they parent their kids. This is not my theory. This is the theory of Jessica Joelle Alexander. She's author of The Danish Way Every Day, a practical age-by-age guide to raising confident, capable kids like the happiest people in the world. It's one of the world's best-selling parent books. And in it, she says that Denmark had been voted the happiest country in the OECD for not just the year that she began this research, but for 40 years. And it had always been in the top three for that period of 40 years. And it caused her to ask why. And she says, a light bulb came on in my head. It must be the parenting, I thought, hence the book. Jessica, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So the book analyzes why the Danes are happy and why they are built as happy kids. And it seems to be that a lot of it hinges on child labor.
Child labor. Well, I would say, yes, if you've ever been to Denmark, it stands out clearly. The kids are they just seem very happy and serene and well-behaved, sort of what most parents want. And I'm married to a Dane, and I was always sort of, this was striking to me that there was such a difference in children and the parents and the relationship. And then it wasn't until I had my own kids that I'd read many, many parenting books, but I found that I preferred the advice of all my Danish friends and family, because there seemed to be a way. Everybody knew this kind of way, this the same advice. And since I had seen how well it was working, eventually it just became my sort of go-to. And then many years later, I mean, I was using this theory with both of my kids. I wasn't living in Denmark, so this was something I was benefiting from outside. And then I asked a friend of mine, a psychotherapist, if there was a Danish way of parenting that actually existed. And it didn't. And so basically we just conceptualized what they do here as, you know, in terms of parenting practice and how you can apply it. And it changed me so much as a person and a parent that I was convinced it could help anybody.
And facetiousness aside, if it's hard to distill several hundred pages of a book into a single concept. But if I have it right, it seems to be that the fundamental shift is, rather than treating your children as a separate entity who are going through their childhood, it's that you treat them as part of a family team who are all working together, going through a familyhood.
Yeah, that is a big part of the concept of the Danish way of parenting. So it's actually, the theory is based on it's a parent model. So the acronym is PARENT, and it's actually recognized now worldwide. One of the elements of that is including your children from very, very young in the family as more of an equal. And actually, one of the things that I talk about that's so different that helps people see why this is special is, in Denmark, they talk about the difference between self-confidence and self-esteem. And in many cultures like America and many other cultures, we think of these as being the same thing. But in Denmark, they describe it, the difference with the diagram of a tree. So self-confidence, it's the foliage of the tree. It's the things you're good at. It's your accomplishments, trophies, et cetera. It's all the things other people see and you know, assume you're happy because you have rich foliage. Self-esteem are the roots of the tree. So this is how you feel about who you are, regardless of what you can do, regardless of your accomplishments. It's your meaningful relationships, hobbies you like to do, regardless of the accolades. And they make a big point of the importance of nourishing both. Because when life hits you with storms, it's important that you also have the roots of self-esteem. And part of the ways you do that, believe it or not, are through free play, through including your kids in chores, believe it or not, because they feel valuable for who they are, not for just what they do. So a lot of it is sort of pinned on this kind of philosophy of making sure you nourish both the roots and the foliage.
And you're interesting as well about how to include children in the chores, because you're very clear that it isn't you must do this or you won't get Y, or if you do this, you'll get a reward. It's framing it so that they see it as an active contribution to what the family is doing together.
Yes, and that is where you're actually building the self-esteem, because they feel genuinely needed. So it's not about making them do chores just to do it. It's including them because you need their help. And actually, we know through research that toddlers, for example, they view work as play. So the earlier you can include toddlers, also they love to be with you. So Danish parents, for example, they start very young, including kids, obviously when you have the surplus, because you won't always have the surplus. And the idea is that, you know, you have to accept that there's going to be some mess, and you have to accept that it's not perfect. But if you include them already from very young, you're setting up a helper for life. And you really see that in the Danish culture. I find especially teenagers are just naturally so much more helpful. And it's because they've been included in a respectful way from very young. So again, it's like, it's not just do this because I'm telling you, it's I really need your help.
Now, is it possible to achieve that, Jessica, in a setting where that may not be the broad cultural norm? As in, if you're bringing up a Danish family in Denmark, everybody else does this too. If you're trying to do it in Dublin or in California or in Paris, it might be very different.
Well, I actually, many people don't know this, that I wrote the first book. I wasn't living in Denmark. So I actually wrote it because this was helping me so much outside of Denmark. So I 100% believe and know that it's possible to, you know, I always tell parents that it's first of all, it's interesting to sort of look at your own cultural default settings, I call them. So how you were raised, what your cultural norms are. And then if you find even one or two things in the Danish way that resonate with you, I feel like even adopting one or two things can make a huge difference. And it really helps to get like other parents that are in, for example, free play is a massive thing. Even though we're talking about it now in other countries, like in Denmark, it's an educational theory. It's the most important thing a child can do. So when I was not living in Denmark and I was around a lot of academic pressure for when my kids were younger, I just made sure I surrounded myself with some friends that also believed that going to the park or the beach and just letting them run free was good enough.
So when you say free play, that is by comparison with things like organized, structured games or activities, that it is worthwhile just saying, there is a muddy puddle, have at it.
Go for it. Yeah, in fact, you know, there's an expression in Danish, there's no bad weather, there's only bad clothing. So, and funnily enough, that's again where kids who can play freely, they choose what they want to do, they test themselves, they test their own level of fear, how much they can handle jumping off rocks, you know, swinging from trees, et cetera. Allowing them to do that and allowing them to play freely is also building up this self-esteem because they want to do it and they're challenging themselves. Whereas if they're always enrolled in organized activities, they're doing things for an adult. They're doing things for a coach. They're doing things for something outside of themselves, which again, you know, it's really important to have that balance to achieve what, this is a Danish expression, at hvile i sig selv, which means to rest well within yourself, which is a highly valued characteristic. And this is kind of the idea that whether they walk on the moon or whether they walk on the beach, they rest well within themselves. And that's kind of the key to happiness.
Jessica, thanks very much for coming on this morning. That's Jessica Joelle Alexander, author of The Danish Way Every Day, a practical age-by-age guide to raising confident, capable kids like the happiest people in the world, which I think at this point has now been published in 32, 33 countries around the world and has sold innumerable copies. 5310.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.